Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics on the specification, stakeholders in business. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, this topic comes up again and again. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently identify internal and external stakeholders, explain what each group wants from a business, analyze how business decisions affect different stakeholders, and, crucially, apply all of this to exam questions to pick up maximum marks. Let's begin with the big question. What actually is a stakeholder? A stakeholder is any individual or group that has an interest in the activities of a business. That word interest is key. It doesn't just mean financial interest, it means anyone who is affected by or who can affect what a business does. Now, examiners love to test whether you can distinguish between two types of stakeholders, internal and external. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, mixing them up. So let's be really clear. Internal stakeholders are those who are part of the business itself. There are two main groups here: owners, which include shareholders in a limited company, and employees. These people are inside the business. They work there, they own it, they are directly part of its day-to-day operations. External stakeholders, on the other hand, are outside the business but still affected by it. These include customers, suppliers, the government, and the local community. Some specifications also include banks and lenders as external stakeholders, so it's worth knowing that one too. A really handy way to remember this is the phrase, "I own everything," for internal, I for internal, O for owners, E for employees. And for external, think, can suppliers give local communities bananas? Customers, suppliers, government, local community, banks. A bit silly, I know, but that's exactly why it sticks. Now let's go through each stakeholder group in detail, because the exam will ask you to explain what each group wants, their objectives, and how the business affects them, starting with owners and shareholders. The primary objective of an owner is to make a profit. In a sole trader or partnership, the owner wants the business to generate enough revenue to cover costs and leave them with a healthy profit. In a limited company, shareholders want a return on their investment. This comes in the form of dividends, which are payments made from profits, and also through the value of their shares increasing over time. Owners also want the business to grow, to be financially stable, and to survive long term. How does business activity affect owners? Well, if the business performs well and profits rise, shareholders receive higher dividends and their shares become more valuable. If the business makes poor decisions, say, launching a product that fails, profits fall, dividends may be cut, and share prices drop. Owners can influence the business significantly. In a limited company, shareholders vote at the annual general meeting, the AGM, and can vote to replace directors if they're unhappy with performance. Next, employees. Employees want job security. They want to know their job is safe. They also want fair pay and good working conditions. Beyond that, many employees want opportunities for promotion and career development. They want to feel valued and motivated. Business decisions affect employees directly. If a business decides to automate part of its production process, replacing human workers with machines, employees may face redundancy. That's a negative impact. On the other hand, if a business expands and opens new stores, it may create new jobs and promotion opportunities, a positive impact. Employees can influence business decisions through trade unions, which negotiate on behalf of workers for better pay and conditions. If employees are unhappy, they might go on strike, which disrupts production and can be very costly for the business. Now let's look at customers. Customers want value for money. They want good quality products and services at a fair price. They also want excellent customer service, reliable delivery, and products that are safe. In today's market, many customers also care about ethical and environmental practices. They want to buy from businesses that behave responsibly. Customers are arguably the most powerful external stakeholder because without them, the business has no revenue. If customers are unhappy, they stop buying and they tell others. In the age of social media, one negative review can reach thousands of people instantly. Customers influence businesses through their purchasing decisions. If customers prefer a competitor's product, the business must respond by improving quality, reducing prices, or changing its marketing strategy. Suppliers are the businesses that provide raw materials, components, or services to another business. Suppliers want to be paid on time and at a fair price. They want long-term contracts for stability, and they want a reliable, ongoing relationship with the business. Business decisions affect suppliers significantly. If a business decides to switch to a cheaper supplier, the original supplier loses that contract, a major negative impact. If the business grows and orders more, the supplier benefits from increased revenue. Suppliers can influence businesses by changing their prices, altering delivery times, or refusing to supply if payment terms are not met. A business that relies heavily on one supplier is particularly vulnerable. This is called supplier dependency. The government is a crucial external stakeholder. Central and local government want businesses to pay their taxes, comply with laws and regulations, create jobs, and contribute positively to the economy. The government sets the legal framework within which all businesses must operate, things like minimum wage legislation, health and safety laws, consumer protection laws, and environmental regulations. Business decisions affect the government's tax revenues. If businesses are profitable, corporation tax receipts rise. If businesses create jobs, unemployment falls, and the government pays out less in benefits. The government influences businesses enormously through taxation, regulation, and policies like interest rates. For example, if the government raises the national minimum wage, businesses face higher wage costs, which can reduce profit margins. Finally, the local community. People who live and work near a business are stakeholders too. They want the business to provide local employment, to avoid causing pollution or noise, to support local charities and events, and to be a responsible neighbor. A new factory might bring jobs to an area, a positive impact, but it might also bring heavy lorry traffic, noise and air pollution, negative impacts. Local communities can influence businesses through planning permission processes, local council decisions, and public pressure. If a community strongly opposes a new development, they can lobby the local council to reject planning applications. Now let's talk about something that examiners absolutely love to test: stakeholder conflict. Different stakeholders often want different and sometimes completely opposite things. This creates conflict. The classic example is shareholders versus employees. Shareholders want to maximize profit. One way to do that is to keep wage costs low, but employees want higher wages. These two objectives directly conflict. The business has to find a balance, perhaps offering performance-related bonuses that link employee pay to profitability, so both groups benefit when the business does well. Another common conflict is between the local community and the business. A business might want to expand its factory to increase production and profits, but the local community might oppose this because of increased noise, traffic, and pollution. The business has to weigh up the financial benefits of expansion against the reputational and legal risks of upsetting the community. There is also conflict between customers and shareholders. Customers want low prices and high quality. Shareholders want high profits. Cutting prices to attract customers reduces profit margins, which upsets shareholders. The business must find the right pricing strategy to satisfy both groups. Now, here are your key exam tips. These are the things that separate candidates who get top marks from those who do not. First, always link stakeholder objectives to specific business decisions. Do not just say employees want good pay. Say employees want good pay, which means a decision to cut wages to reduce costs would negatively affect employee morale, potentially leading to higher staff turnover and reduced productivity. That is the kind of developed analysis that earns marks. Second, use the command words carefully. If the question says explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. Do not just describe. If it says analyze, you need to explore the impact in depth. If it says evaluate or to what extent, you must weigh up different viewpoints and reach a judgment. Third, use real-world examples. Examiners credit candidates who can apply concepts to real businesses. Think about businesses like Tesco, Nike, Amazon, or a local small business. For example, when Amazon announced plans to automate its warehouses, employees were concerned about job security. That is a real stakeholder conflict you can reference. Fourth, do not confuse internal and external stakeholders. This is the number one error in this topic. Remember, internal means inside the business, external means outside. Fifth, in evaluation questions, always consider both sides. If the question asks, to what extent do shareholders have the most influence on business decisions? argue that they do have significant influence through voting rights and funding, but then counter-argue that customers arguably have more day-to-day influence because without sales, there's no profit at all. Then, reach a clear, justified conclusion. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I will ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. Name 2 internal stakeholders. Pause. The answer is owners or shareholders and employees. Question 2. What is the primary objective of a shareholder? Pause. To receive a return on their investment through dividends and share price growth. Question 3. Name 3 external stakeholders. Pause. Any 3 from customers, suppliers, government, local community, banks, or lenders. Question 4. Give 1 example of a conflict between 2 stakeholder groups. Pause. For example, shareholders want higher profits, but employees want higher wages. These 2 objectives conflict because higher wages reduce profits. Question 5. What does the term stakeholder mean? Pause. Any individual or group with an interest in the activities of a business, either affected by the business or able to affect it. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you've got the basics locked in. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we have covered today. Stakeholders are individuals or groups with an interest in a business. Internal stakeholders, owners and employees, are inside the business. External stakeholders, customers, suppliers, government, local community, and banks are outside it. Each group has different objectives. Owners want profit, employees want job security and fair pay, customers want value for money, suppliers want reliable payment and long-term contracts, the government wants tax revenue and legal compliance, and the local community wants employment and a clean environment. Business decisions affect all these groups differently, and stakeholder conflicts arise when different groups want opposing things. In the exam, always link objectives to decisions, use real examples, and in evaluation questions, weigh up both sides before reaching a clear conclusion. That's it for today's episode on stakeholders in business. You've got this. Now go and practice some exam questions using everything you've learned. Good luck.